And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the first hour of the program, you can check it out on radio4all.net. Give the program a search, Earshot 20, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. So make sure you check that out. We had lots of great stuff. We had the first 10 of the top 20, plus Stephen Karlik with our first part of music news, and Dave Azzolini from the band The Golden Dogs joined us on the program as well. In this hour, all kinds more to bring you, including the top 10, the lowdown, part two of our music news, and we talk with Matt Ellis from Mardine. That's all coming up in this hour. And if you're wondering what the show is, well, we count down the national top 20 records charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Now in this hour, counting down the top 10, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. I spend an unhealthy amount of time there. Won't you join me? Go check it out.
Are you really looking for a buddy? Will you chat with them while you're on the site?
Sure.
Talk about the different things that are on there. We'll post Brian's email for you so you can have Google chats with him later on. And if you want to get in touch with us a few ways, you can do so by emailing us, earshot20@gmail.com. You can chat with us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. Or you can get in touch with us on Twitter, @earshot20. That's our handle. All our great ways to reach out and all our great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out and get in touch with us so that we can do that for you. All right, we are going to kick things off, coming in at the number 10 spot. I have no idea. Brian's going to let you know what it is.
At number 10, up from number 9, or adversely down, depending on how you perceive numbers, is Samantha Savage Smith with a track from her record Fine Lines. You're going to hear the title track from that one. Following that, it is Anti-Summer Song by the Decemberists. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World is their latest, is at number 9, up for number 11. And at number 8, up for number 19, is The High Dials from In the AM Wilds. You're going to hear Club Stairs.
Can I just say, song choice, Anti-Summer Song, in hindsight, probably shouldn't have picked that, because everybody is probably really sad about winter, and they probably really want summer right now.
It's around the corner.
It's right there. Spring, then summer. Right now, though, Samantha Savage Smith, Fine Lines, is your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Time to kind of find line that we have to walk and watch out for.
to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Here now, long gone, three freaks in a belly gone. Went to the river, but the river got down. All the good people were hanging around. Too little, too late, everybody got a Medicaid.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 8.
I'm
That was Club Stairs by the High Dials at number 8, up from number 19 from In the AM Wilds. At number 9, up from number 11, was The Decemberists. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World is their latest, and you heard Anti-Summer Song. And we kick it all off with the title track from Samantha Savage Smith's new record, Fine Lines, at number 10, down one spot this week.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20, and we're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Head on over there, check it out. All kinds of great stuff for you to find, including reviews, interviews, and you can also find reviews and all kinds more at exclaim.ca. Great music news website. And Stephen Karlick joining us again in this hour of the program to chat a little bit more about what's happening in the music world. And of course, it wouldn't be right if we didn't. It's been, you know, about a week now since the Grammys, but it wouldn't be right if we didn't at least have a little chat about it and some interesting wins at the Grammys this year.
Yeah, I did end up watching them. It was mostly boring and mostly fun to write joke tweets about. But there were some surprises at the 57th installment of the Grammy Awards. Notably, Beck, beloved indie rock icon Beck, won Best Rock Album and oddly Album of the Year, beating out Beyonce and Sam Smith, two of the big front runners for that. So that was a bit of a shock. He also won Best Engineered Album, all for his 2014 LP, Morning Phase. Beyonce won Best Surround Sound Album for her self-titled effort, and Best R&B Song, Best R&B Performance for Drunk in Love. Another weird one was Aphex Twin, winning for Best Dance and Electronic Album for his album Syro, which is especially weird because he was up against sort of huge but boring artists like Deadmau5 and the like. So kind of a crazy win for someone like Aphex Twin, sort of random, but really cool. Weird Al Yankovic won for Best Comedy Album. St. Vincent nabbed Best Alternative Music Album and ended up writing quite an impassioned letter thanking her fans. So check that out at exclaim.ca. Pharrell Williams won a bunch of stuff. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett won some stuff. Jack White won for Best Rock Performance for Lazaretto. Kendrick Lamar won, of course, for Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance for his song I, which is very cool. So tons of stuff, some of it Exclaim favorites, some of it not. All the winners for every prize listed at exclaim.ca in our article, complete list of winners for the Grammy Awards, as well as the St. Vincent letter. So some cool stuff, some boring stuff, some exciting stuff, some controversial stuff.
I did. I watched part of the Grammys too until The Walking Dead came on. Then I switched over. But I did watch part of the Grammys, and I must say, I was I really liked the opening. I really liked AC/DC. I know there were mixed reviews, but I thought they were really awesome. It was a cool way to open the Grammys this year.
You and Lady Gaga both. She was having a time.
She was loving it. I think a lot of people were loving it.
Yeah, it was cool. There were some cool moments. I actually really liked Kanye West's performance of his new song, Only One. I think it's a really touching song. A lot of filler.
For sure. And speaking of Kanye West, we couldn't talk about the Grammys and not talk about this and his snub towards Beck at the Grammys.
Yes. So anyone who was watching the Grammys saw that when Beck won for Best Album, he of course beat Beyonce, and Kanye West stormed the stage and went to take the mic and then sort of made a joking, like, nah, I'm not going to take it. It was quite humorous. There are some pretty excellent gifs of Jay-Z and Beyonce in the crowd saying, no, as he's heading up there. But he did, he was asked afterwards about the incident and apparently took it a little more seriously than it seemed. He said, quote, "The Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us," West told E. "We ain't going to play with them no more. Flawless Beyonce video. And Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce." So lots to talk about there. I mean, Kanye always speaks his mind. He says some very dumb things, and that's sort of one of them. I mean, to say that Beck is not an artist and that Beyonce is certainly out of line. Although it is odd that Beck would win on this album when he's been snubbed by the Grammys for the countless masterpieces he's made before that. But certainly Beck is the kind of artist who deserves a Grammy. And, I mean, Beyonce is too, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, I've seen some pretty great graphics that show all the things Beck did for his album and all the things Beyonce did for her album, which mostly includes just singing. So, I mean, yeah, it's all a funny thing. Kanye West actually took a photo with Taylor Swift in which he's smiling, which is a funny way to harken back to his 2009 thing where he did the same thing. He stormed the stage and said Beyonce deserved to win. It also begs the question why Kanye feels he needs to stand up for Beyonce, possibly the most influential and powerful performer in the world. But yeah, some very funny things. Kanye came back a few days later and said that he sort of misspoke, but it wasn't exactly an apology. So lots of hand-wringing, lots of people very upset, but it's the Grammys. So
yeah,
let's all chill.
Yeah, it's the Grammys. Well, there you go. It's all kinds of stuff, and you can check that all out at exclaim.ca and read up as much as you'd like about Kanye West. We're going to switch gears and chat about some festivals coming up, namely Way Home and Amnesia Rockfest.
Yep. It seems like festival season has begun very early this year, everything getting announced already. Some very exciting stuff, though. In Ontario, a festival that has been teasing its lineup and actually its name for a long time. It's Bonnaroo-affiliated, and for a while they weren't telling people what the name was. It's now been revealed the name is Way Home Festival, and it's actually being held near Barrie, Ontario, in a town called Oro-Medonte. It's going to take place from July 24th to 26th. And on Tuesday, February 10th, they held a mysterious event at Toronto's Great Hall where they told people not to come to it because they didn't have music news. So it's a big mysterious event. But those who went got free tickets to Way Home Festival this year. And they also got to see the lineup firsthand, which includes Sam Smith, Kendrick Lamar, Alt-J, Hozier, and Modest Mouse, Bass Nectar, The Decemberists, St. Vincent, Girl Talk, Future Islands, Odessa, Run the Jewels, Danny Brown, Big Crit, and many more. Not to mention a handful of Canadian talent, including the Sheepdogs, Catronata, Hey Rosetta, the Rural Alberta Advantage, July Talk, Timber Tambor, Mets Always, and a ton more, including Viet Cong and Lowell. Lots of cool stuff. It is happening, like I said, July 24th to 26th, and has a capacity for 70,000 attendees. So lots of people going to that. It is a big deal. And exciting things for people who live in and around Ontario. It's going to be a cool first year for that festival.
It's a crazy lineup. Lots of familiar names for both listeners of this show, listeners of who listen to some commercial radio as well. So could be a really awesome festival to check out. And of course, as we were saying, Amnesia Rockfest also announcing their lineup, and it looks pretty good.
Yep. The Montebello Quebec Festival is happening this year from June 18th to 21st. This is the festival's 10th anniversary edition and has confirmed a pile of big-name headliners, including Slayer, Pixies, The Offspring, Snoop Dogg, System of a Down, Linkin Park, Tenacious D, and Rob Zombie, a whole bunch of other ones. So if you are a rock or alt-rock, new metal fan, tons of stuff going on, as well as stuff for punk rocks. Bay Area punks Rancid will be playing their 1995 LP and Out Come the Wolves in full. But they won't be the only band in nostalgia mode. The Deftones will be playing their 1997 sophomore breakout Around the Fur, and Offspring will play all of Americana, which if you're my age, you'll remember from parties in grade 7 and 8. So lots to take in, especially, like I said, if you're a punk fan, Bad Religion, Propaganda, Good Riddance, Less Than Jake, Bouncing Souls, Buzzcocks, Gogol Bordello, Flogging Molly, tons of stuff. So check it out. The whole lineup is at exclaim.ca. That is Amnesia Rockfest happening this year from June 18th to 21st.
Yeah, it's weird. All of the announcements, I shouldn't say weird, but it's great to see all the announcements that are coming out already for festivals. That leads up to be a promising summer for folks. And if you're already sick of the snow, which I know I am, then buying tickets might make you feel a little bit warmer about what's to come.
Yeah, start saving up in your piggy banks, kids.
So we've got no more news to talk about. We're going to head right over to you for your song pick of the week. And as always, Stephen, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. This is another one. Last week, my song pick was by Natalie Prass. She's part of a movement right now of songwriters who are doing a very sort of 70s thing in the vein of the Laurel Canyon singer-songwriters, like Van Dyke Parks, like Nilsson, that sort of thing. Another one heading up that charge, it's Jessica Pratt. She's a San Francisco songwriter who just released her new album, On Your Own Love Again, through Drag City. The single from it is called Back Baby. She's got a Leonard Cohen-esque kind of thing going on, and she has an amazing voice. It's very sort of haunted and minimal, just her and her guitar. This is Back Baby by Jessica Pratt, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Sometimes I pray. You know I tried. Swallow paper with the head in it. Your love is just a myth that it lasts. In things like that, you can never take back again. Things like that, you can never take back again. If there was a town that you loved me. Your glass world that does rainbow at times a frozen thing. It encloses you in its crystalline. Looks so lovely, but you'll have to decide. If you could play it in reverse and you'd find that you'd better reconsider all the love you took and then cast aside. But things like that you could never take back.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, Sleater-Kinney, Father John Misty, White Horse, Viet Cong, Panda Bear, and our annual Reader's Poll results. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
I'm a vessel
Earshot 20, number 6.
The album Pom Pom at number 6, Dan One Spot. Before that, you heard Vessel by Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. Sitting Still this week at number 7 is Club Meds. And we heard Stephen Karlik's pick in there as well from Jessica Pratt's new album. You heard Back Baby.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Hope you're enjoying the program. We're taking a break from the charts right now to head to the phone lines again and chat with another artist who has been making a splash. Nova Scotia indie rock and power pop staples, Mardine, are following up their 2012 LP, Miss You Forever, with a new EP entitled Silver Fang. And that's followed by several Maritime dates that they'll be outperforming as well. Matt Ellis joins us from the band. He's the bassist and vocalist. And Matt, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, man.
So let's chat a little bit about the EP. In a time where there seems to be a demand for full albums because it's so easy to record and release, why choose to do an EP as opposed to a full-length record?
I think we just want to try something a little different. We're going to think of thinking of releasing some singles and some EPs throughout the year. It just seemed like if we had so many ideas, we just want to kind of grow, collaborate a little bit with some people, and it seemed like a better avenue to do it that way, so that it wouldn't all have to be like the kind of don't want to be stapled to the same sound.
And is there a theme among the songs that run through the album?
The current one, not really. They're kind of although we did write them in the same period, they're kind of, the themes are very sparse. They're not really connected.
And what about the title of the album? Any secret behind the title? How you chose it? How you chose it to come to be Silver Fang?
Silver Fang is just, I kind of named the presence that we experienced while writing those songs. We were in a cabin north of Montreal, and it was a very decrepit shack that with a couple of beds, and we just set our stuff up and wrote for a bit. And it was just eerie right from the beginning. And I just felt like we were visited by this presence that I named Silver Fang.
Very cool. And so from Montreal all the way to Halifax, you recorded at the Echo Chamber in Halifax. Tell us a little bit about the recording process and what that was like.
Oh, it's great. We work with Chuck a lot, and he's just such an easy guy to work with. He gets it. And it just kind of seems like second nature, like we've been doing it so often with him that I guess it is very special, but it just seems like, you know, like I said, second nature. So it was just another great experience with Chuck.
And there's a great opportunity for folks to get out and see you. You'll be doing some show dates coming up in February. You'll be in PEI. You're going to be in Nova Scotia. You'll actually be here in St. John. So this show record and broadcast out of St. John, New Brunswick, before we send out to all the other stations. You'll be here on March 6th, which is awesome. Anything you're most looking forward to on this mini tour you're doing anywhere that's one of your favorites to play?
Well, it's always great to get to New Brunswick because I find that we don't really do it as often as we should. But PEI has always seemed like a second home for us. It, like playing PEI always seemed like a home show, even probably more so than Halifax. But always great to play anywhere they'll have us, really.
Well, you can check out Mardine online and to get all kinds of information, as well as check out their newest EP, Silver Fang. It's mardine.bandcamp.com. And thanks very much, Matt, for joining us on the program.
Thanks, buddy.
Here they are in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. There's more of the charts on the way after this. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5. Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was No Anthems by Sleater-Kinney. Saying sale number 4 is their new album, No Cities to Love. Last week's number 2 down to number 5 this week is Siskiyou from the album Nervous. You heard the title track. And we also heard from Martin in there with an extra and the track Silver Fang.
All right, we have one more break in the charts before we round out the last 3 of the program. And it's bringing you a segment that we do every week. Just give you some insight as to what is charting below the top 20, because we don't have time to play the whole national top 50. But these records very well could be making their way up the charts and up the pole, I guess, if you want to say that's the proverbial pole of the charts, and into the top 20, making it onto the program. So we like to give you a little rundown of what they are, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
7 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown at number 49 with the self-titled EP from London, Ontario punk band Heart Attack Kids. One spot higher, number 48, is Edmonton's Alex Calder, whose first album is entitled Strange Dreams. And number 47, Del Bell, is a Toronto and Guelph-based orchestral pop outfit who follow up their highly acclaimed 2011 debut with a self-titled sophomore record. The Royal Iguana Fur is Edmonton musician Alex Linfield's solo project, and coming in at number 45 is his latest release, an EP entitled Horse Therapy. Toronto indie rock group Cairo have released their debut album, A History of Reasons, and the release finds an initial home at number 40. Halifax songwriter Alana York's debut album Dream Magic is up next at number 36. And closing out the lowdown is electronic musician Richard D. James, who follows up his first Aphex Twin LP in 13 years last year with a new EP this year entitled Computer Controlled Acoustic Instruments Part 2. Don't go looking for Part 1. Doesn't exist.
Oh, well, why would you call it Part 2?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's going to be a prequel to the album.
Don't think too deep into it.
Did they do that in albums? Does that happen in the music world? Anyway. All right. Thanks for that, Brian. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We kick it all off with your number 3.
Now for number 14, it is White Horse, Leave No Bridge Unburned. Here is The One I Hurt.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2. The black and white tile.
tug of war begins in our emotion. I am leaving many people feeling worse than before. People like to drive the cars and smoke up. People like to sit inside and talk up. People like to shoot at things with borrowed guns and knives. I am happy to look and run. Where were you when I was king in this part of town? Now the days of glory are gone. Jump to the beat of a party line. Jump to the beat of a party line. There is nobody here but your body, dear.
Shot 20. Number 1.
When all is said and done, you'll be around.
It's the Earshot 20.
At number one again this week, it's Viet Cong from their self-titled record. You heard Continental Shelf. We also heard The Party Line by Belle and Sebastian. They're up one spot to number two with Girls in Peacetime, Want to Dance. And at number three, rising all the way from number 14 in its debut spot last week, is White Horse from Leave No Bridge.
Leave No Bitch Unturned, yo.
From Leave No Bridge Unburned, that was the one I heard kicking off that set of tunes.
And that does it for another countdown, another week here on the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station that's counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and the show broadcasts out of that station every week, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, giving you the opportunity to hear this program more than 30 times a week across the nation. You might also be hearing us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown, all kinds of interviews, and loads more. You're not going to want to miss it, but stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.